Former President Donald Trump spent the day in Michigan before heading to Wisconsin.
They've come in illegally and they've taken the jobs, and people that have had jobs for 20 years and good jobs, and they raised a family, they had a little house and everything nice, and they've now lost their job to illegal migrants that are poured in through the open border policy.
This is the final weekend push before Election Day Tuesday. It's a setback for Republicans in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, CBS's Linda Kenyon explains.
The Supreme Court has rejected an emergency appeal from Republicans who sought to stop thousands of provisional ballots from being counted. That means a state Supreme Court ruling will stand. And that court said mail-in ballots that were rejected must be counted. That ruling affects the more than 9,000 ballots so far in Pennsylvania that arrived at elections offices without a secrecy envelope, a signature, or date.
A federal jury has convicted a former Kentucky detective of using excessive force on Breonna Taylor the night she was shot to death by police officers in 2020. The jury returned the late-night verdict after clearing Brett Hankinson earlier in the evening on a charge that he used excessive force on Taylor's neighbors. Taylor was fatally shot by other officers during a botched drug raid. The Israeli military says that sirens sounded in a number of areas in central Israel earlier, following launches that crossed from Lebanon into Israeli territory. This after the Israeli military carried out another round of airstrikes on Beirut early this morning. CBS's Holly Williams in Tel Aviv.
Israeli authorities say that 7 people were killed yesterday in northern Israel by fire from Lebanon. Those are the deadliest strikes in this country since Israel invaded southern Lebanon last month.
Strikes and hurricanes threw a shadow over the labor market in October. Correspondent Nicole Skanga hears from CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
A bright spot is wages, which are up 4% from a year ago, beating the rate of inflation.
As long as wages are growing faster than the inflation rate, we as workers are going to start feeling better and better about where we are in the economy. Prices are not going to feel so awful. We'll be used to the sticker shock.
With the inflation rate now back at target levels, the Federal Reserve is expected to announce another interest rate cut next week.
ExxonMobil's third quarter profit beat analysts' expectations. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Fabrice. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Fabrice Car Vent Clips, featuring 3 distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Fabrice Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar. La, 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 la.
Don't miss the epic return of Yellowstone, premiering Sunday, November 10th at 8, 7 central, only on Paramount Network.
Legacy. You build something worth having, someone's going to try and take it.
What I'm doing isn't for the ranch. It's for us.
America's number one show returns.
I spent my whole life here.
Me too.
You destroy me. You destroy yourself.
Unlike you, I keep my promises.
The epic return of Yellowstone, Sunday, November 10th at 8, 7 central, on Paramount Network.
Mask mandates are returning to some buildings in California.
To prevent the spread of respiratory diseases, some California counties are now requiring masks be worn by staff in hospitals and other healthcare settings.
Taking these preventative measures now in these facilities will save lives.
San Mateo County Supervisor David Canepa. Meanwhile, getting updated COVID boosters will also save lives, says UCSF infectious disease specialist Dr. Peter Chin Hong.
We still have more than 50,000 deaths to COVID, even though we are in the recovery phase.
The mask mandates will be in place until early next spring. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Oakland.
Turkish prosecutors accuse 47 doctors, nurses, and other medical workers of killing 10 newborns since last year through neglect or malpractice that aimed to defraud the country's medical system. Demonstrators have staged protests outside hospitals where some of the deaths occurred. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, lows upper 30s. For the afternoon Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, highs to the upper 50s. Cloudy with passing showers Sunday, highs approach 60 degrees. More rain around for Monday, even a few rumbles of thunder. Currently it's 37.
WRJN. painted into black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black. Flowers and my love hope never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Fade away if I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green sickle turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
Just wait and see. Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on. Single day singing.
Never fight.
Listening to our timeless hits on 1400 AM WRJN. Welcome back. If you've just discovered that WRJN is on FM 2, well, welcome for the first time. So whether it's AM or FM, we've got local news and timeless hits here on WRJN, AM or FM.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Saying, there goes, you know, that's the sound of the men.
chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them mourning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
Can't you hear them saying,
so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, babe.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
Say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
For your love, I would give the stars above. For your love. sugar and spice. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you.
WRJN.
Well, thanks for listening. Whether it's North Beach, the zoo, or just a ride along the lakeshore, more timeless hits are on the way from WRJN.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Heartland Trophy is up for grabs in Iowa City. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Todd Albaugh.
Former Senate Majority Leader for the state of Wisconsin, Republican Dale Schultz.
I am throwing my support to Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in their quest for the White House.
And I think there's a lot of folks out there who are like, you know what, I'm still a Republican.
It's okay to sometimes be an American before you are a partisan. And the American dream, I think, is at risk. You know, you look around us and all you see is drama. Politics, as you've heard me say many, many times, is about hope. And then when we get that message out there, we have to be concerned about delivering. And I think Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are two people who share that idea about listening to people, understanding what is motivating them, and reassuring them with specific plans that address the kinds of concerns that they have.
Hear more of the Todd Albaugh Show on WAUK at 5:40 a.m. or live with the Civic Media app, weekdays noon to 2.
One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
My baby does the hanky panky.
walking on down the line. Yeah. You know I saw the for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Oh, baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. Yeah. My baby does a hanky panky.
Thank you. she held, the way she had tanned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. It has been one of the most unusual presidential campaigns in American history, and we've got CBS News correspondent Christian Benavides to tell us how the two major candidates have been spending their final Friday night before it ends.
As the race for the White House is entering the final weekend, former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are making their final pitches in Wisconsin Friday night.
I will give a middle-class tax cut to over 100 million Americans. We will enact the first first ever federal ban on corporate price gouging on groceries.
I'm thrilled to be back in this beautiful state with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots. That's what you are. And we have a country that's going to hell, but we're going to turn it around very fast.
Israel has